Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Andrea Nelson. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Andrea, we're talking about the importance of getting young people off on the right foot educationally. That was a little bit of the message of Keith Myers, executive director of the Michigan Association for the Education of Young Children. We're trying to reach Keith, but you had a chance to listen to him today. What was his message?
Well, he actually wasn't a speaker. He was one of the four. There were 49 vendors there today of all different types of organizations around here. And I just thought his organization was really interesting because they do offer programs for early childhood education, which is what the convention was all about.
And what was interesting about it to you, about that particular display? You mentioned all the booths, all the opportunities for people to get new ideas, network, understand that they're not in this alone, that there are a lot of people pulling together on behalf of young children.
Like I said, there were 49 vendors there, and what I thought interesting about his vendor was that part of the focus today, well, all the focus today was on children from birth till 5 years old is what they mainly focused on, and they provide these programs for early childhood education. And they were saying how it's so important. Those are the most important years of their lives for developmental reasons. And if they don't have some kind of education during that time period, they will enter kindergarten behind physically, emotionally, mentally, and will be their growth will be stunted for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Were there a lot of statistics available about where Michigan stands, about how we're doing now compared to what we used to do? I mean, are we making progress?
Actually not. There was a statistic that says Michigan is the sixth worst state in the nation for early childhood cuts in 2010, which is lowering the funding by 20%.
Michigan is the sixth worst state.
The sixth worst state when it comes to educational funding.
And yet we hear all the political candidates talking about how important education is, and that's our future, and we have to value our young people, and we have to understand that they are our future. Sounds like some people aren't putting their votes where their mouths are.
No, and that was another focus today. It's because the early education has a direct effect on economic growth. It's economic stimulation. And I'm trying to find another statistic here. Michigan saves $1.15 billion per year because of investments in preschool. And we have we're having such a rough time economically, we can't not afford to put that money in there.
They save how much money?
$1.15 billion per year.
And how do they save that? What do they mean by saving it?
Well, with the early childhood programs, they have to put so much money into helping these kids who aren't ready in special education programs. And also another
by
part of it.
Investing early, they don't have to get them on the back end when they're unemployed or incarcerated.
Exactly. And that was another statistic, was the criminal part of it, that some of these children without that education are more likely to become criminals later in life. And then there's money that you lose with that too.
Did anyone speak to that? Were there any actual anecdotal presentations, people who said, hey, look, here's what happens when we don't invest?
Not a lot of it was. A lot of the convention was focused on keeping the kids entertained, and they had a lot of music, and there were speakers about what they believed in and their jobs and how they were trying to help. But I was hoping for some anecdotal things, but no, they didn't have any.
Okay. Well, maybe they'll have more opportunity to do that when they have the second Sandbox Party Convention. I would hope that this is not just something they do in an election year. If they're serious about this, the problem isn't going to go away.
No, it's not going to go away. And the only thing we can do is try to work hard at it. I mean, I could see them doing an annual thing every year. I think that would be great.
We will be back in just a couple of minutes. And we're hoping to talk with Virge Bernero coming up, Lansing's mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate. He was there along with Republican candidate for Governor Rick Snyder today. And there were a lot of other speakers, and Mike Flanagan, State Superintendent of Public Instruction, there as well. The stars of the show, obviously the kids, but we're going to be back with much, much more on the Sandbox Party Convention 2010, and we're going to talk with some of the leaders who made this happen today. We'll be right back with that and much, much more. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.
Now, more Ebling and You on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Andrea Nelson. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Andrea, one of the producers for Ebling and You and Jack and Tom show, and hoping that we can get a couple more guests this hour. It looks as if David Mengebir, the president of Consumers Energy Foundation, will join us at about 5:50, and we are hoping that Virge Bernero will also be with us, and he is going to step out of a meeting, we hope, and talk to us for about 5 minutes, maybe around 5:45, and the latest word on that. We're also hoping that Keith Myers will join us, Michigan Association for the Education of Young Children. And you spoke with him earlier, and we're having trouble making a phone connection with him. But, Andrea, of the people you saw there, you mentioned a couple who were particularly impressive to you, including Rochelle Riley, the author and columnist.
Yes, I was very impressed with her.
Why?
Because her speech was a lot different than anyone else who got up there. She started off by comparing her generation to today's generation growing up. And it was really interesting because she was saying when they were kids, they were used to drinking out of the hose. Everything was unsanitary. And today you'll get a lawsuit for just about anything. Mm-hmm. And they were eating all junk food. It didn't matter. They were eating bacon, real butter, everything else. But they weren't gaining weight because they were outside playing.
Right.
They didn't have video games. And she was just comparing the two generations. And it was just really interesting. And it's so true.
Well, I don't want to sound like a Neanderthal, but I can tell you that we used to eat some stuff now that you would just shake your head. I think she's absolutely right. But when we were done with breakfast, we went outside, and then maybe we came back for lunch, and then maybe we came back for dinner, and then maybe we came back to go to bed. And that was about the way it was. We spent very, very little time in the house, or we were in someone else's house doing something, or it was always a group together. But in terms of amusing yourself or doing things on a computer, of course, there were no computers, so we really couldn't get involved with that. But in terms of the way that kids spend their leisure time, I think that really changes the way they develop.
Yeah, and that was another point in today's convention was today, if you want to entertain your kid, you don't take them to the zoo or to the park or outside. You just give them a video game and then they sit there. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with video games. I never had them growing up. Mm-hmm. We were always outside, but it's so right. True that so many kids today are just playing video games and they're not going outside. They're not running around. And that is why we have some of the students have such social issues or obesity issues.
Well, you'll see this a little later this evening, but there's a place not very far from this radio station on Kavanaugh called Kendon Park. And every night they have hundreds of kids out there playing football. I mean, literally hundreds. And they have coaches and parents, and, you know, it's organized. It's not overly supervised. They still give them a chance to get out and play, but they're out there running around for a couple of hours. And I think that's a very good thing. Physical education, one of the things that is under attack in many school districts, the ability to play sports without having to pay exorbitant amounts, that's something that a lot of people see being threatened. So a lot of the things that have been very effective in terms of the educational process and developing future leaders, developing character, it isn't just the classroom.
No, even when I was in high school, I went to a very small high school. And when we had budget cuts, it was with the best programs, and they just kept the mainstream classes. We cut the AP programs. We cut a lot of the extracurricular activities, and that is what keeps students out of trouble, and that's what keeps everybody so interactive and having fun. And if they just keep cutting programs like that, it's not going to be good for anyone.
We don't know if we're going to get Virge Burnell here or not. They're trying to pull him out of a meeting, I believe. He is in right now. And we are going to have Rick Snyder on, we hope, tomorrow or Monday to talk a little bit about this. But he had a commitment with his lieutenant governor, Brian Kelly, state representative from Portland. So I know that it was very important to both of them to talk about early education. And they spent some time today doing that this afternoon at Breslin Center. Andrea, tell me a little bit about how Breslin Center was configured. I'm having a hard time imagining 3,500 people in there with a lot of kids running around. Were they all over the floor? Did they have the stage in the middle? What did they do?
They had the stage in the back, and on the floor they had a lot of seating.
Okay.
And then on the half of the Breslin Center that the stage was facing was completely open. And so there was lots of room for the kids to run around. And then on the top floor was where all the vendors were. And so you could come in and out. It was a free event. So you could go outside for a little bit. You could come inside. You could sit. They had the tons of entertainment. So most of the kids were just running around on the floor. They had noise sticks. They were screaming. Jason Colthorpe was getting everyone riled up and doing the wave. And
he's one of the biggest kids in town.
Yep.
So, yeah, no question about
that. He was
that.
Jumping around too. So it was just a really fun atmosphere. It was great.
You know, one of his first jobs here in Lansing, he came as a sports guy. And he got hooked up with the Lugnuts very early on. And he was kind of the cheerleader for the Lugnuts. I mean, stand on top of the dugout and do all the contests and get people fired up for the game. And so I can imagine that this would fit in right very well in terms of being the MC, the host of this event, and entertaining the kids. If he was ever missing, he was probably back behind the curtain playing with some of the kids. So
actually, right before they called him out, he was in the back playing Candyland with Clifford and Sparty and Corduroy and Curious George. So he was back there playing games.
So they did have some semi-celebrity animated animals in the house as
yes,
well.
Yes, and they were very popular with the kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Popular with you too, right?
Oh, yeah. I got really excited when Clifford came out.
We are going to be talking a little bit more about this and about the business aspect in just a couple of minutes. Jim Schmelter of PNC Wealth Management, a very important player in today's event, and he's someone that was thanked early on by Julie Samuelson, and also David Mengebeer, president of Consumers Energy Foundation, and he gave a speech too, and he is going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes, and we'll find out why it is so important for Consumers Energy, why it is so important for PNC Bank, why it is so important for some of these companies to get involved in this and to really make an investment in Michigan's future.
Yeah, that was another main point. It's the economic investment, and so many of these companies, it's good that they realize that and that they are donating their money and time to help these students because it is so important.
Jack Ebling and Andrea Nelson here, and we are talking about the first Michigan Sandbox Party Convention. And you can check it out online. Go to Michigan Sandbox Party, just the way it sounds, .com, and you'll get all the information looking out for Michigan's youngest learners and being sure that they get a great start along the educational road. And we will be right back. Jack Ebling here with Andrea Nelson, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.